Tess of the D'Urbervilles, Thomas Hardy. She plunged into the chilly equinoctial darkness as the clock struck 10 for her 15 miles walk under the steely stars. In lonely districts, night is a protection rather than a danger to a noiseless pedestrian. And knowing this, Tess pursued the nearest course along bylanes that she would almost have feared in the daytime. But marauders were wanting now, and spectral fears were driven out of her mind by thoughts of her mother. Thus she proceeded mile after mile, ascending and descending till she came to Bulborough, and about midnight looked from that height into the abyss of the chaotic shade, which was all that revealed itself of the vale on whose further side she was born. Having already traversed about 5 miles on the upland, she now had some 10 or 11 in the lowland before her journey would be finished. The winding road downwards became just visible to her under the wan starlight as she followed it. And soon she paced a soil so contrasting with that above it that the difference was perceptible to the tread and to the smell. It was the heavy clay land of the Blackmoor Vale, and a part of the vale to which turnpike roads had never penetrated. Superstitions linger longest on these heavy soils. Having once been forest, at this shadowy time it seemed to assert something of its old character, the far and the near being blended, and every tree and tall hedge making the most of its presence. The harts that had been hunted here, the witches that had been pricked and ducked, the green spangled fairies that wickered as you passed, the place teemed with beliefs in them still, and they formed an impish multitude now.